Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Brachas daf Chaf Vav. The rabbi left off probably about three quarters of the way down Chaf Hei Mabez. I think what we're going to do is, with everybody's permission, back up to the two dots. That's roughly a little bit more than halfway down the page on Chaf Hei Mabez, and start again with the beginning of the discussion about whether it's permissible to say Kriya Shema in the presence of a toilet, because we really left off in the middle of a sugya, so I wanna sort of back up so that we'll get back into the flow. Again, for those listening online, it's Elisha Graf. The rabbi is away for the next week and a half, so we'll have the opportunity to learn together for the next couple of days. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and we thank him very much for his continued sponsorship and support of the shul. Today, we have our work cut out for us. We're going to cover a number of topics. First, we're going to cover the topic that we began yesterday about whether it's permissible to say Kriya Shema in front of effectively a toilet bowl. Does it make a difference whether the toilet is in front of you or behind you? How much do you have to be marchik? Are you allowed to say Kriya Shema in the house at all? So we're going to continue and then conclude that discussion. We are then going to talk about whether it's permissible to have Tashmish Amita in the presence or in a room in which a Sefer Torah is stored, and what type of partition one has to make if one does want to have Tashmish in the same room as a Sefer Torah. We're then going to talk about whether a person is allowed to daven in or in front of a Beis HaKisei that is new, whether it depends on what type of Beis HaKisei it is, what happens if the room was only designated as a Beis HaKisei, wasn't actually used yet as a Beis HaKisei. The last Mishnah in the third parak is going to talk about a concept that we discussed briefly a few days ago, which is Zav Shera Keri, which is a situation where you have a guy who's basically double Tameh. So he's a Zav and he's also Bal Keri. So we have been speaking about Bal Keri because we know that a Bal Keri is also to learn Torah, also to say Kriya Shema, to daven maybe. And what we're going to talk about now is, let's say you have a guy who has a Tumah Chamura, but he's also a Bal Keri. So is there any utility in being Tovel to remove his Tumas Keri, even though he's going to remain Tameh? That's going to conclude the third parak. The fourth parak is going to start off with telling us the zmanim of the various tefillas. The zman for davening Shacharis, Mincha, Mariv, and Musaf. The Gemara is then going to talk about what happens if a person misses a tefillah. Is there a concept of tashlumin by tefillah? Does it depend perhaps on which tefillah we're talking about? Then the Gemara is going to introduce us to a fundamental machlokas, which we all know, but now we're going to see it in the Gemara, whether tefillos were mesukan keneged the avos, or whether they were mesukan keneged the karbanos. In other words, are they corresponding to the three avos? Are they corresponding to the various karbanos that were brought? Does that have a nafkamina in terms of the zmanim of tefillah? And so on and so forth. So a packed daf today. So again, with everybody's permission, we're going to back up a couple of lines, start with the two dots, a little bit more than halfway down, Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, Chaf Hei Mabez. Chaf Hei Amud Aleph is a shorter daf, so hopefully we'll cover the ground. So says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, we'll fly over here because the rabbi just covered it at the end of yesterday's shir. So Tana Rabbanan, Garaf Shel Rei, Vavet Shel Mei Raglaim. If you have a chamber pot, something that's used as a toilet, Usur likros Kriya Shema kenegdan, it's usur to say Kriya Shema in the presence, v'afal pi she'ein b'hem klum, even if they might be an empty toilet, still it's a toilet, you're not able to say Kriya Shema in front of it. Me raglayim atzman, however, if there's urine there itself, actual urine, you are not allowed to say Kriya Shema in front of the urine until you dilute it with water. How much water do you have to dilute the urine with? So this is a machlokas that we saw yesterday, kolshu. So the Tanakhama says kolshu. Rav Zakei Omer Ravias. Rav Zakei says that you have to dilute the urine with a revius's worth of water. So says the Gemara, Bein lefnei amita, bein la'achar amita. This concept that you're not allowed to daven in the presence of a chamber pot, in the presence of a toilet, applies whether there's a bed in between you and the toilet or whether you're standing right in front of the toilet. It doesn't make a difference. However, Rav Shimon Gamliel omer la'achar amita kore, if there's a bed interposing between you and the toilet, then you're allowed to be kore kriyash. Ma lefnei amita. However, if the bed is not in between you and the chamber pot, if the chamber pot is on the same side of the bed as you are, then you are not allowed to be kore kriya shma in front of it. So what does that mean? You're not allowed to be kore kriya shma in the whole house? No, says Rav Shimon Gamliel, aval marchik hu arba amos v'kore, that you have to be marchik arba amos, and then you're allowed to be kore kriya shma. Rav Shimon Elazar omer afilu bayis me'ama lo yikra ad sheyotzi emo yishenichem tachas amita. No, says Rav Shimon Elazar, even if the house is 100 third amah is big, you're not allowed to say Kriya Shema until you remove the chamber pot from the house or until you put it under a bed. So you have to conceal it. Says the Gemara, Yiboy Luhu, Heichi Kamar Achar Amita Korei Miyad, Lifnei Amita Markik Arba Amos Fakore. What exactly did we say? Do we say that if there's a bed between you and the toilet, then you're allowed to read Kriya Shema wherever you are? You don't even have to be Markik at all. If the toilet is on the same side of the bed as you are, so there is no mechitza between you and the toilet, then you have to be marchik for amos. Odilma hachikamar. Maybe this is what we said. La'achar amita marchik dalat amos v'kore. If there's a bed in between you and the toilet, it's not enough just to have the bed. You also have to be marchik dalat amos. And lifnei amita ain't a kore klal. However, if there is no bed interposing between you and the toilet, if there's no mechitza between you and the toilet, then you're not allowed to read at all. Says the Gemara, Tashmas, let's bring a raya. Datani, Reb Shimon Elazar Omer, achar amita, if there's a bed between you and the toilet, then kore miyad, you don't have to be marchik at all. Lifnei amita, marchik arba amos. However, if the toilet's on the same side of the bed as you are, then you just have to be marchik for amos. So pay attention. This Tana that we mentioned here is Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. This is the view that we had ascribed in the first Brisa to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Now we're going to have Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel espousing the view that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar espoused in the first Brisa. Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel Omer, afilu bayis mea amma, even if the house is a huge house, 100 ammas big, leikrachi yetziye moche enichem tachas hamita. So you're not allowed to read Kriya Shema until you remove the toilet from the house or until you put it under a bed to conceal it. It says the Gemara, Bayan Ifshate, this is great because you've now answered my question. My question was, if there's a bed between you and the toilet, do you still have to be marchik arba amas or not? And we answered no. As long as there's a bed between you and the toilet, you don't have to be marchik dalad amas. It says the Gemara, Masnis and Kashyan Dadi. But now you have the brisas which are conflicting with one another. Because the first brisa we found, Rabbi Shimon Leal saying that you have to be marchik 4 amas, Rabbi Shimon Elazar saying even if the house is 100 amas big, you got to take it out of the house. The second time we learned it, we had Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar saying you have to be marchik for amos, and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel saying that you have to remove it from the house. So now we have a stira. So this is where the rabbi got up to yesterday. The Gemara's answer is epuch bas raisa. Flip around the second braisa. So it's Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel who says you have to be marchik for amos. It's Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar who says that you have to take it out of the house. Says the Gemara, we have two braisas, and we have conflicting deis as to what the Tanoim said in the braisas. Says the Gemara, Maichos is ifchas pas raisa, ifchas kamaisa. Why are you flipping the shitas in the second braisa? Why don't you flip the shitas in the first braisa? So says the Gemara, man shamit la damar kula bayis karba amas dami. No, the reason is, it's principled, because we know that the shita of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is that the entire house has a din of 4 amas. So mantana man shamit le damar kulabayas arka arba amas dami. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, that's the sheet of Rabbi Shimon Elazar, who always holds that the whole house has a din of dalet amos, and therefore, if you have to be marchik dalet amos, but the whole space has halach of dalet amos, it makes sense that the only way that you're allowed to read Kriya Shema there is if you remove it from the house. That's why we know that Shita has to be associated with Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Okay, says the Gemara in Avaiter. Some Rabbi Yosef, boy me name Rav Huna. Mita, we had said that if, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, because the whole house has halach of dalet amos, even if the house is a massive house, you're not allowed to read Kriya Shema. If the toilet is in the house, what can you do? Either take the toilet out of the house or put it under a bed so that you're concealing it. So what does it mean that you're allowed to put it under a bed? Says the Gemara, Amrav Yosef, boy me name Rav Huna, pachas amita pachas meshlosha, if the bed is less than 3 tvachim high off the ground, then pshita li dechilava dami. Then it's pasha to me that it has a din of lavad. Lavad is halacha that we're familiar with the defane asukah, with the walls of a sukkah. And the halacha of lavad says that any partition which is within 3 amas of the ground, we view the partition as extending all the way down to the ground. So if the mita is less than 3 amas high, and the toilet is under the bed, we view the bed as a valid cover, as an effective cover for the toilet. Shlosha, arba, chamisha, shisha, shiva, shmona, tisha, mahu. What happens if it's between 3 and 10 tfachim high? So amar le, lo yadana. I have no idea. I don't know what the halach is in that case. Asara, vadei lo miboyli. If the bed is 10 tfachim high, then I don't have any question, because then I know that the bed is too high to constitute a valid mechitza, and the chamber pot, the toilet is not considered as if it is concealed. It says the Gemara, Amra Abaye, Shapra Vadata Deloi Ba'ilacha. It's smart that you didn't ask me what the halacha is in the case of the mita that's ten tvachamai, because Kol Asara Rishus Achritei, because anything that's ten tvachamai is a different Rishus, meaning it's definitely not an effective way of concealing the toilet. So Amar Rava, Ilchas Apachus Mishlosha Kolavadami. The halacha is that if the bed is less than three tvachamai, then definitely it is a din of lavud and it's a valid covering for the toilet. You're allowed to say Kriyashma in front of it. Asara Rishus Achritei. If it's 10 tefachamai, then it's definitely not a valid and effective covering. Mishlosha ad asara, hainu deboi minei Rav Yosef miravuna v'lo pashalei. From 3 until 10, that's the halacha that the Gemara asked, and we didn't have an answer. Says the Gemara, Amarav halacha k'Rav Shimon Elazar. The halacha is like Rav Shimon Elazar that you're not allowed to say Kriya Shema if there's a toilet in the entire house, unless it's covered. V'chein amar bali, amar Rav Yaakov, bra deba Shmuel halacha k'Rav Shimon Elazar. The Rava amar, ein halacha k'Rav Shimon Elazar. And Rava says the halacha is not like Rav Shimon Elazar. Rather, the halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that all you have to do is be marked dalanamas, then you can read Kriya Shema. Says the Gemara now, switching topics. So Rav Achoy, he asik le libre be Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta. So Rav Achoy arranged a shidduch between his son and the daughter of Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta. So Aili l'chuppah, so they had a chuppah, so they wanted then to consummate the marriage. V'lav and mistaya milsa, but they weren't able to have bia. For whatever reason, it just wasn't working out. So they went to investigate why exactly they weren't able to consummate the marriage. So Azal Basrei li Nuye. So they went to, you know, scope it out. So Chaza Sefer Torah de Mancha. So they found the Sefer Torah that was in the room where they were going to have Tashmish. So Amar Lahu Iku Hashta Lo Asoi. If it wouldn't have been that we came and we checked out the room, Sakantum Libri, my son would have been endangered. Why? Because he would have tried to have Tashmish in a room with the Sefer Torah. So luckily, whatever the circumstances were, they worked out. So they weren't able to even try to have, they weren't even able to have Tashmish in that room. Tanya, how do I know that it's bad to have Tashmish in a room with a Sefer Torah? Tanya, Bayish Yeshbo, Sefer Torah, O Tfilin, if you have a house in which there is a Sefer Torah, or Tfilin, Osir L'shamesh Bo Esamita, you are not allowed to have Tashmish there, Ad Sheyotziyem, O Sheyanichem Kli B'toch Kli, until you take it out of the room, or you put it in a Kli B'toch, So, Amr Abaye, and Abaye says that this kli b'toch kli, lo shano ela b'kli sheina kli, and it's got to be a kli that is not the natural kli in which to store the thing, but in a kli which is the natural kli to store the item, afilu asoramani kichad mana dame. Even if you have 10 kelim, it's considered to be like one kli, and therefore that's not a valid covering. So you need to either remove it or you need to put it in a kli b'toch kli. There's a machlokas rishonim whether removing or putting in a kli b'toch kli refers to both the Sefer Torah and tefillin, meaning that a Sefer Torah can also be placed in a kli b'toch kli and thereby permit you to have tashmish, or whether the removal applies to a Sefer Torah. The kli b'toch kli is only a dispensation for tefillin. So the Rambam says that you're allowed to do either, but there are other Rishonim who hold that no, that by a Sefer Torah, the only option is to take it out of the room. The Kli B'toch Kli applies only to the tefillin that we had been talking about here. Okay, says the Gemara Navaiter, last lines. Amar Rava, Grima, if you place a cloak, Akamtara is draped over a cabinet in which the tefillin are placed. Kli b'toch kli dummy, that's considered to be like a kli, kli b'toch kli. And Rashi points out, because the glima, the cloak that you're covering the furniture with, the cabinet with, is not the kli that the tefillin are usually covered with. And therefore, if you have the tefillin in the cabinet and a cloak on the cabinet, that's a kli b'toch kli. And therefore, it's going to be okay. The Rashba and the Ritva explain that the chiddush over here is that the cloak is considered to be a kli, at all. Because I might think that the cloak is only considered to be a kli if I'm wrapping the tefillin in the cloak. However, if I'm placing the cloak like a drape on top of the cabinet, I might think that it's not a kli, it doesn't have the halachic status of a covering, kamash malon, it does. Okay, so top line, chaf vav amid aleph. So amir Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, sefer Torah, tzorach lazos amachitzo asara. By a sefer Torah, not enough to put it in a kli b'to kli, you have to make a mechitza that is 10 tfachim high, and if not, says Rashi, then you can't have tashmish in the presence of that sefer Torah, and in addition to being 10 tfachim high, it's got to be 4 tfachim wide, because it's got to have the status, the full dimensions of a proper mechitza. Marzutra ikla lebe Ravashi. Marzutra went to Ravashi, says, Chazi leduchte demar bar Ravashi, demanach be sefer Torah. He found a sefer Torah in his bedroom. V'yavidle mechitza asara, and he made a mechitza asara, mechitza of asara tfachim. Amarle, come on. So he said, who's this like? Rabbi Shua ben Levi. So it's like Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Seimer demar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, delespe be sachrina. Well, when did Rabbi Shua ben Levi say that you're allowed to have tashmish in a room with a sefer Torah so long as you have a mechitza? That's only when you don't have any other place to store the sefer Torah. But Maro is lay beis achrina. But you have another house, so why don't you just move the sefer Torah from the house? Why are you relying on this b'dievet of making a mechitza? Just bring the sefer Torah somewhere else. Amar lay lava datoy. You're right. I wasn't thinking about it. In other words, I didn't know that the sefer Torah was here. But you're right. Had I known that the sefer Torah was here, since I do have another house, what I would have done if I wanted to do it properly is I would have brought the Sefer Torah to another house. Tosfos says that this is dafka by a Sefer Torah, and also by Chumashim, we should be machmer like a Sefer Torah, but by other Sfarim, there's no halach of this mechitza that you got to take it out of the room. It's enough just to cover it, and that's good enough, says Tosfos. Says the Gemara, two dots. Kama yarchik manim in atzoa arba amas. How much does a person have to be marchik from urine and excrement? 4 amas. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Amar Rav Skor, Amar Rav Huna, Lo Shanu Elala Chorav. That's only if the excrement is behind you, if the urine is behind you, avalafanav, but if it's in front of you and you can see it, marchik malayenav, you gotta move until you can't see it any longer. V'chein litfila, and the similar halacha for tfila, so the same halacha applies by kriyashman tfila. Eini, it's not so, v'amarafram, v'apapa, v'amarafchista, omed adam keneged beis hakisei umispalel, that a person is allowed to stand in front of a beis hakisei and daven. So how could it be that you're telling me I gotta be marchik Molei Einav, even by tefillah? We have another brisa that tells me that I'm allowed to be standing right in front of a bathroom and I'm allowed to daven. Says the Gemara, Achav Mayaskinam Beis Hakisei Shem Batsoa. We're talking maybe about a Beis Hakisei that doesn't have any excrement in it. I said that you have to be Marchik Molei Einav to daven from excrement, in front of excrement. But over here, we're talking about davening in front of a Beis Hakisei where there's nothing in the Beis Hakisei. Eini Vam Rav Yosei Barachanina Beis Hakisei Shemro Afal Pi Shem Batsoa. No, when we say that you're not allowed to daven in front of a Beis Hakisei or in a Beis Hakisei, we're talking even if there is nothing in the Beis Hakisei. And when we say that you're not allowed to do things in a Beis Hamercha, it's also because there's naked people walking around. We mean even if there's nobody physically present in the Beis Hamercha at that time. We're talking about a new Beis Hakisei. So why are you allowed to daven in front of it? Because it's never been used. Says the Gemara of Ami Boile L'Ravina. But we asked Ravina, is Minu LeBeis HaKisei, if you were Mazmin, if you designated a room to be used as a Beis HaKisei, Mahu, what's the halacha? Does it have the status of a Beis HaKisei or not? Yesh Zimun or Ein Zimun? Is Hazmana effective? Is it meaningful or is it not meaningful? No, maybe when they asked the question to Ravina and they had a Havamina that if something was designated as a Beis HaKisei, even if it was never used as a Beis HaKisei, then you're still not allowed to daven there. Maybe that's only about davening inside. Avo kenegdo lo. However, but by davening outside of the Beis HaKisei, maybe we never had that question, and maybe we were certain that you were allowed to daven in that type of Beis HaKisei. So says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Hani Batei Kisoi de Parsoi, the Batei Kisos of the Parsiim, Afalgav, this Beit Soa, even though there is Soa in the Beis HaKisei, Kistum and Dami, it's considered to be as if they're concealed. Why? And Rashi explains, because the Beis HaKisei de Parsam, it was sort of like an outhouse where you had a hole dug into the ground. They dug a hole on a diagonal, so there was like literally a hole in the ground. That's where people would defecate. And then because they dug a hole on a diagonal, whatever they placed in the toilet would basically roll all the way down to some other location, and it rolled far away, and therefore it's not really considered to be like a Beis HaKisei. So this leads the Achronim to talk about the status of modern day bathrooms. In other words, right now we have a bathroom where there is a toilet and there's water in the toilet, and you flush it, and as soon as you flush it, it's gone. It's in the sewer system. So is that better than a Beis HaKisei de Parsoi or not? So some Achronim say it's better than a Beis HaKisei de Parsoi, because Beis HaKisei de Parsoi, even though there's a hole and there's like a tunnel that's diagonal, the tzoa rolls away, but it's still there physically, whereas in our bathrooms, the second you flush, the tzoa is not there at all. Others say, no, the Beis HaKisei de Parsoi, the point is, as soon as it is released from your body, it's away, because it naturally rolls down the hill. However, in our toilets, it sits there until you actually manually flush the toilet. So there's a machlokas achronim about this. Don't daven in a bathroom. Good. Says the Mishnah, Zav Shara Keri. If you have a Zav who's also a Balkeri, so he's Tomei Tumah Chamura, that he requires 7 days for, and then he also sees Keri, and we learn that you're not allowed to learn, you're not allowed to daven if you're a Balkeri. Benida Shapolta Shechvazera. You have a Nida who had Tashmish before she became a Nida, and she's still expelling Shechvazera within the first 72 hours. So also she has the halachic status of a Balkeri. Tameshamesha Sheros Anida. And, which sounds like a similar case, a woman who had Tashmish, so she's Poleta Shechvazera, and then she becomes a Nida. Tzrichim Tfila, they all require Tfila in order to be Matar themselves from Keri. And Rav Yehuda Poter, Rav Yehuda, whoever says that she is Poter from Tfila, and the guy is Poter from Tfila in this case as well. Rashi explains, Kosal Kodaita Chashta Hol V'Tumas Ziva Kodemes, because they were Tome with Tumas Zav or Tumas Nida first, Vareyu Tome Tumah Chamura, and he's Tome Tumah Chamura anyway, Ve'eno Osarta B'Divrei Torah, and the Tumas Ziva, interestingly, does not asser him from learning Torah. It's only the Tumas Keri which assers him from learning Torah. Kadamim Apirkana Zavim Amazaram Mutarim Sulo Asya Tumas Keri Dekila V'Asrale. So basically what we're saying is that the Kana of Ezra, that a Balkeri is usser to learn Torah, only applies when that's the only Tumah that you have. If you already have a more stringent Tumah that itself doesn't asser you from learning Torah, then even when you also become a Balkeri, it's not going to prevent you from learning Torah. Says the Gemara, Iboilu, Balkeri Shera Ziva L'Rav Yehuda Mahu. What happens if first he was a Balkeri, then he became a Zav? Our Mishnah said Zav Shera Keri. What happens if it was the opposite? So Mahu, Ki Pata Rav Yehuda Hassam, Bezav Shera Keri. When does Rav Yehuda say that this was not part of the Takanas Ezra and he doesn't require a tefila? That was by his Zav Shera Keri, to make Karala Bar Tefilu, because at first you don't need a tefila in order to learn Torah. Aval Balkeri Shera Ziva, but if first he became a Balkeri, then he became a Zav Demi Kara Bar Tevilahu, because at first he was included among those who were covered by the Takanas Ezra that they require a Tevila, Mechayiv, and therefore you're going to be Chayiv, even though he's also now a Zav. Odilma Loshnar, maybe it doesn't make a difference if you're Tameh with these two Tumos, and for the stringent one, there is no Isser of learning Torah, maybe you don't require a tefillah for the Keri either. Tashma, the Gemara brings a raya. Meshamesheth v'ras anida. We had three cases in the Mishnah. Zav shera Keri, nida shepoleteh shechva zera, meaning a nida who's tamei tumah chamura, who also is tamei mishum tumas Keri, and then meshamesheth v'ras anida, which is a woman who first has tumas Keri, then has Tumas Nida. So says the Gemara, Tashma, Hamashameshesh Verasa Nida. If first you have Tumas Keri, then you have Tumas Nida, Tzricha Tvila, that she requires Tvila, says the Tanakama, Rav Yehuda Poter, and Rav Yehuda says she's Poter. Vamashameshesh Verasa Nida, Kabal Keri Shara Ziva Damia. That's like a Balkeri, you see Ziva. So first he has a Tumas Keri, then he has a Tumas Ziva, Vekapata Rav Yehuda. And Rav Yehuda says that she's Pater from Tvila. Shmamina, that even in the case of a Balkeri, Sherasa Ziva, Rav Yehuda would say that he's Pater because he has the Tumah Chamura, even if the Tumah Chamura came later. Tani Rav Chia Behedya, and Rav Chia, so Rav Chia learns this explicitly. Balkeri, Sherasa Ziva, Balkeri, Sherasa Ziva, Tzarech Tvila, Rav Yehuda Pater. Rav Yehuda says it's Pater. So over here we have explicit. Rav Yehuda says it's Pater whenever the person has two of these types of Tumah. no matter which one comes first. Okay, Adron Alach Misha Mesu. Now we begin the fourth parak, and this parak is all about tefillah. Says the Gemara, tefillah sashachar, says the Mishnah rather, tefillah sashachar, so in other words, the Shmona Esrei of Shachris, ad chatzos, could be said until chatzos, and shows manios, Rav Yehuda Omer ad dalet shows. Rav Yehuda says until the fourth hour. We're going to see in the Gemara whether the fourth hour means that the beginning of the fourth hour, or whether it means the end of the fourth hour. So the Achronim deal with why over here. If you recall, when we began the Masechta, we began with Halachos of Kriyashma, and the first Kriyashma that we started with is Kriyashma Shel Arvis. And then we first went to Kriyashma Shel Shachris, but we started with Kriyashma Shel Arvis. Now we're talking about tefillah, and the first tefillah that we're talking about is Shachris. We're not talking about Ma'ariv. So why is that the case? So the Tzlach explains that Shachris is a more chash of a tefillah than Ma'ariv, because Ma'ariv is a reshus, although we'll see in the Gemara when it says that Ma'ariv is a reshus, it doesn't really mean that it's a reshus. It means in certain circumstances you are permitted to skip Ma'ariv if you're in the middle of performing a mitzvah that you're not going to be able to perform anymore if you were to stop and daven Ma'ariv. But Shachris, either way, is a more... Shachris is a more chash of a tefillah than Ma'ariv. And another explanation that's given is because, again, there is a Mandi Amar, we'll see this in the Gemara shortly, that the tefillahs were Mesukan Keneged the Avos, so Shachris therefore will be Keneged Avram, and Mincha Keneged Yitzchak, and Ma'ariv Keneged Yaakov. Avram, of course, was the first of the Avos, therefore we're going to mention first the tefillah that Avram was Mesachin. And that's why we start with Shachris, even though by Kriyashma we start the discussion with Kriyashma Shel Arvis. Okay, so Machlokas in the Mishnah, Shachris, Sof Zman Tefillah, is it Chatzos or is it the fourth hour? Machlokas. Tefillah Samincha Ada Erev. Tefillah Samincha is until Erev, until nightfall. And Rashi says, Ada Erev Ad Chashecha, until nightfall. We'll see, doesn't really mean Ada Erev. And Rav Yehuda Amar Ad Plaga Mincha. Rav Yehuda says it's until Plaga Mincha. We'll see in the Gemara what Plaga Mincha is. Tfilas Erev Ein La Keva. Tfilas Ma'ariv Ein La Keva. The Gemara is going to explain why do we use the Lashon of Ein La Keva. But Papashas, it means that you're allowed to daven all night long. V'shal Musaf in Kol Hayom. And Tfilas Musaf can be... And Tfilas Musaf can be said all day. And then we'll skip this parenthesis because review the Shisa is going to be brought down in the Gemara. Tosfos over here is bothered. We don't have time to see it inside, unfortunately, but Tosfos over here is bothered. How come by Mincha we also don't say you could say it all day? Because Mincha, according to the Madamar, who says that you could say it Ada Erev, you could also really say it all day. So Tosfos gives the obvious answer, which is no, you can't, because Musaf you could say even in the morning, although there is a Mandiyamar, there is a Shita that says that a person shouldn't daven Musaf in the first 3 hours of the day on Rosh Hashanah, if he's davening b'yechidas, that's a special halacha only on Rosh Hashanah. But ordinarily, a person's allowed to daven musaf even in the morning. That's why in the Ashkama Minyan you daven musaf even in the morning, way before the Zman Tefillah. So that's fine, and that's why by musaf we say that you're allowed to daven musaf all day, whereas by mincha it would be a misnomer to say that you're allowed to daven all day, because you're only allowed to start from 6.5 hours until the end of the day. Okay, says the Gemara, we got to pick up the pace. So, Rurmini, so says the Gemara, question. Mitzvasa menetzachama. I thought that the mitzvah of tefillah shachris was at netzachama, k'dei sheyismach gula l'tefillah, so that you could be somebody gula l'tefillah, v'nimtza mispal b'yom, and so that you say kriyashma right before netz, and you say tefillah, you say shmon esrei of shachris right after netz. Says the Gemara, yeah, of course, that's a great practice. Baki tanya yi l'vasikin, that's only for the vasikin. So Dama Rav Yochanan, vasikin, are you gomer nosam enetzachama, v'kuliyama ad chatzos, but that's only for the vasikin, but the regular zman tefillah is obviously later. Says the Gemara, v'kuliyama ad chatzos v'sulo, and is the zman only until chatzos and no longer? V'amar Rav Mori, b'rei de Ravuna, b'rei de Rav Yirmiya, b'raba, Amar Rav Yochanan, tovlo, espalo arvis, mispal b'shachar shtayin. If you made a mistake and didn't daven Ma'ariv, you're allowed to make up the Shmon Esrei by Shachris. Shachris mispal b'mincha shtayim. If you didn't daven Shachris, you're allowed to daven two Shmon Esreis by Mincha. Why? Because kula yom masli v'azil. So what's the kasha? So the kasha is if I miss Shachris and I'm allowed to make up my Shmon Esrei for Shachris by Mincha,
So obviously, I'm allowed to daven shacharis even after chatzos. So what are you telling me only until chatzos? Says the Gemara, kuli yom matzli vazil. You're allowed to daven all day. In a chinami, ad chatzos, yov leiskar tefila bizmana. If you say it before chatzos, then you have the schar of davening tefila bizman, mikan ve'elech, svar tefila yov leiskar tefila bizmana, lo yov le. Until after chatzos, you're going to have schar for davening, but you're not going to have schar for davening bizman. Says the Gemara. Iboilu, a question. Tovelo as follow mincha. Let's say you made a mistake and you didn't daven mincha. Mao she is follow arviz base. Can you daven tushmon esrays by marv? Can you make up tashlumen by marv? Says the Gemara, so here are the tutstadim. Imtim salomar tovelo as follow arviz mishpal shachris base. We said that if you forget to daven marv, you're allowed to daven tushmon esrays by shachris mishum dechad yomahu, because that's still considered one halachic day, the chsevayir vayiboker yom echad, because the day begins at night. Aval hacha, but over here, if you forgot mincha, then when, by the time you get up to Marav, it's already halachically the next day. Aval hacha, tefila b'makam karbanu, the kivan davar yomo, batal karbano, but maybe we're going to say that tefila is connected to karbanos, and therefore once the day passes, batal karbano, you're not allowed to make it up. Odilma, kivan datzlusei rachmehi, kolei mastaboy, matzli v'yazil, or maybe because tefila is rachmim, for whenever you want, you're allowed to... whenever you want, you're allowed to go continue and daven. So says the Gemara. Let's bring a raya. Tashma, Amar Rav Huna bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav Yochanan, Tov lo espal mincha, espal arviz beis. That if you forget mincha, then you are allowed to make up the Shmon Esrei by Ma'ariv. The Ein Bazeh Mishum de Avra Yom HaBatal Karbano. And there is no issue of Avra Yom HaBatal Karbano because Tfilah is Rachmim, and you're allowed to daven all day long if you want. Says the Gemara Meisvei, Me'uvas Lo Yuchal Liskon, but we have a Pasuk. Me'uvas Lo Yuchal Liskon, that you're not allowed to correct an inequity. V'chisoran Lo Yuchal Limanos, and basically if you messed up, you can't fix it. So what does this mean? Me'uvas Lo Yuchal Liskon, Zesha Bitol Kriyash Mashal Arvitz, Kriyash Mashal Shachris. This is somebody who was Mavatel, Kriyash Mashal Arvitz, or Kriyash Mashal Shachris, O Tfilah Shal Arvitz, O Tfilah Shal Shachris, or if a person didn't daven, V'chisoran Lo Yuchal Limanos, Zesha Nimnu Chavir L'Dvar Mitzvah Lo Nimnu Iman. This is where the Chevra was trying to get together to perform a mitzvah. He didn't want to do it. In the meantime, the mitzvah was performed. Whoops, too bad. The mitzvah was already done. What can you do? But in any event, the kasha is, we see that me'uvas lo yichaliskon, the inequity which cannot be corrected, that's a person who doesn't daven. So how can you tell me that if I skip a davening, I'm allowed to make up tashlumen with the next fila? I'm Rav Yitzchak, I'm Rav Yochanan, Hachav Maskin and Shabbat Tov B'Mezid. No, when we say me'uvas lo yichaliskon means, if I know it's the zman, and I know that I have to daven, but I don't daven, and I don't daven on purpose, then I'm stuck. Then I'm not allowed to make it up. However, over here, says the Gemara, Amar Avashi, Dekanami, Dektani, Batov, Loktani, Ta. That price says, if I was Mavatel Atfila, if I purposely didn't daven, then I'm never allowed to make it up. If I simply made a mistake, if I lost track of time, if I thought I daven and I really didn't daven, and it was a mistake, then I am, in fact, allowed to make it up. All right, flipping over to Chavav Amid Beis, Tan Rabbanan. Tov lo espala mincha be'erev Shabbos. If a person forgets to daven mincha on Erev Shabbos, mispala below Shabbos Shtayim, he davens two Shmona Esreis Friday night by Mariv, and both of them are going to be a Shabbos Shmona Esrei, because at the time that he's making up the Tashlumen, it is Shabbos. Tov lo espala mincha b'Shabbos. If a person made a mistake and didn't daven mincha on Shabbos, mispala b'motzoi Shabbos Shtayim, he makes up the Shmona Esrei by Mariv, shel Chol. And of course, now both of these Shmona Esreis have to be a Shmona Esrei of Chol, because you're davening on Shabbos. So Mavdil Barishona, so he has to say Atachon Antanu in the first Shmon Esrei. He has, it says Avdol in the first Shmon Esrei, because the first Shmon Esrei is the one from Mariv, and then the second Shmon Esrei is the makeup one. The Eina Mavdil Bishnia, and he doesn't say Havdalah in the second Shmon Esrei. V'im Hivdil Bishnia, and if he did say Avdalah in the second Shmon Esrei, V'lo Hivdil Barishona, and he didn't say Avdalah in the first Shmon Esrei, that Shnia also lo, then the second Shmon Esrei works for him for the tefillah of Motzei Shabbos, Rishona lo also lo, and the first Shmon Esrei doesn't work for him at all, because he should have said the first Shmon Esrei as the Motzei Shabbos Shmon Esrei. Therefore, he should have been Mavdil. From the fact that he was Mavdil in the second one, he shows that he wanted the second one to count as the Motzei Shabbos Shmon Esrei, but the Tashlumen have to be made up after the tefillah that you're in, not before. So the first one esrei that he did is worthless. So says the Gemara, Lamemra, Dechiban lo Avdel Bakamaisa, Kamandalo Tzali Dami. What do you mean? Because he didn't say Avdallah in the first Shmon Esrei, it's as if he didn't daven. Why do you say Umadrina Le? And we make him repeat Shmon Esrei again. Veraminu, I, says the Gemara, Tavalo Isker Gvurus Kashamim Vitchias Amesim, if you get Mashva Ruach, Vashela Vrichas Hashanim, or Vesain Talamata Lavracha, Machzirano. So Avdallah Bachonin Adas, Ain Machzirano. So if you forget Avdallah in the Tvila, you don't have to repeat Shmon Esrei. Mnesha Yachalomra la Kos. Because you're able to say it alakos. So I thought that you don't have to go back and repeat Shmon Esrei. So why are you making it seem now, Gemara, that if I say Avdol in the second Shmon Esrei, but not in the first Shmon Esrei is invalid? Says the Gemara, Kasha. Says the Gemara, it's a Kasha. So it says Kasha, but not a Tiyufta. Why is that? So the Rashba explains, because there's a way to answer the question. In other words, when do we say that you don't have to repeat Shmon Esrei if you forget Atachon Antonu because you're going to say Avdallah Lakos? That's if you're davening one Shmon Esrei. But over here, you daven, you said Avdallah in the second Shmon Esrei, which means that you know that you have to say Avdallah in Shmon Esrei, and you didn't say it in the first Shmon Esrei, so that shows that you were intending that the first Shmon Esrei should go for Shabbos Mincha, the second Shmon Esrei should go for Ma'ar, but that's backwards, because the first Shmon Esrei you say has got to be the one for the current Fila, and the second Shmon Esrei has got to be the one for the Tashlum. And there's an interesting Tosfos, which unfortunately we don't have time to read inside, but Tosfos over here talks about why if you forget Yalla V'Yavo by Mincha on Rosh Chodesh, and let's say it's either a one day Rosh Chodesh or it's the second day Rosh Chodesh, why you would not have to be mashlem that tefillah by Mariv. So if you forget Yalla V'Yavo, usually you do have to repeat Shmon Esrei, but if you forgot Yalla V'Yavo and remembered only when you're davening Mariv, you don't say Shmon Esrei again. Why? So he says, because you were Yotze tefillah, you just didn't say Yalla V'Yavo. And if you were to say the Tashlumin at Mariv, you wouldn't say Yalla V'Yavo either because it's no longer Rosh Chodesh. So it's different. It's different than the situation where you forgot Mincha on Shabbos and you now are making it up on Moshe Shabbos. And even though you're not saying the Tefillah for Shabbos, you still have to make it up because you didn't daven at all. Here you davened, but you just forgot Yalla V'Yavo. So very interesting Tosfos, but that's all we have time for now. Says the Gemara Vayter, Itmar. Rabbi Yosef bar Chanina Omer, Tfilos Avos Tiknum. The Tfilos were mesukin by the Avos. What does it mean that the Avos were mesakin? Tfilah doesn't mean that Avram Avinu said Shmon Esrei like we know it. That it, because we know that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah was mesakin Shmon Esrei. What it means is Avram set the pace for us to be, set the paradigm for us to daven in the morning and Yitzchak in the afternoon and Yaakov at night. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi Omer, Tfilos Kenegat Tmidim Tiknum. No, the Tfilos were Kenegat the Karbanos and not Kenegat the Avos. Now, Tani Kabatzi de Rabbi Yosef bar Avram tikan tefillah shachris. Avram was mizakin shachris. Remember, ve'askem Avram b'boker elamokam ashramad sham ve'in amida elat filash. Remember, ve'yamod Pinchas v'yipalol. Yitzchak tikan tefillah mincha. Yitzchak was mizakin tefillah mincha. Remember, ve'yitzay Yitzchak l'suach pasade. Lifnos erev. It was almost evening. Ve'in sicha elat filash. Remember, tefillah lani kiyetov. Le'vnei Hashem yishpoch sicho. Tosfos asks, we see that Avram also died in the afternoon. So Tosfos says that maybe that was after Yitzchak was already Mesakit Tfilas Mincha. At that point, Avram started davening Mincha as well. So Arvis, so Yaakov Tikan Tfilas Arvis, Yaakov was Mesakit Tfilas Arvis, Nemar Vikvaba Mokam Vayalan Sham, that he davened and then he went to sleep. Vain Pekia Ela Tfila, Nemar Viata Al Tispalil Ba'ada Amazeh, Valtisa Ba'adam Rino Vitfila, Valtifka B. So that's a Brisa like the Mandamar, where it says that the Avos were Mesakit Tfilas, Vetania Kavasid Reb Shua Ben Levi, Neima Omer Tfilas Ashachar. Now we have a brisa that goes like the Mandamar, who says that the tefillos were kenega the tmidim. Why do we say that tefillah shachar is until chatzos? Sharei tamid shel shachar korav alecha chatzos, because the tamid shel shachar was able to be brought until chatzos. Rav Yehuda Amar ad arba shos, sharei tamid shel shachar korav alecha ad arba shos, because it's a machlokas when the last time for bringing the tamid shel shachar is. Tefillah is kenega karbanos, therefore you're only allowed to daven shachar until the latest time that you're allowed to bring the tamid shel shachar. Why do we say that you're allowed to daven mincha until the evening? Again, the Zamachloka is when the latest time for bringing the Tamat Shalbein Arbaim is, because Tfilos were connected karbonos. Therefore, that Machloka extends to what the latest time is for davening mincha. Why do we say that Tfilos Marav is all night? Because they varm and b'darm that were not consumed on the Zbeach before nightfall, Kraven Volchan Kalalaila, they could be burnt all night. Why do we say that Tfilos Musaf is all day? Share Karban Shal Musaf and Karav Kalayom. Because the carbon musaf is brought all day, Rav Yehuda, which is the shita that was in parentheses in the Mishnah that we didn't read in the Mishnah, Rav Yehuda Amar Ad Sheva Shos, Rav Yehuda says that mincha can be davened until 7 hours into the day. Sharei carbon musaf karav olech ad sheva shos, because carbon musaf could be brought up until 7 hours in the day. So this brisa clearly holds that the tefilos were keneged the carbonos, and therefore the zmane tefila correspond to the zmane carbon. We'll stop here. We'll pick up with the discussion of what exactly mincha Gadola is tomorrow. Okay.